I heard one or two men, he heard that he said, machines. And immediately the blood goes to all my stuff and needed to do it again. So it's a few hours, I need to do it again. I was at the hospital and it gives it again. And I'm waiting and waiting, and then the nurse comes up, she's white, she's mortified, she says, I'm so embarrassed. She says, I can't believe this, but actually that machine was working and this machine isn't working.
So one of them is Rahman. Rahman is someone who has mercy and was feeling.
my sin sets in here, and I'm trying to be a God. But if someone's really a Jew, then I'm a Torah that will build into the Torah that when we keep the mitzvot, and we keep the halachos, it automatically affects us to be people who have compassion, who have mercy on others. So this literally, this ability to feel for the next person, to have pity for the next person, literally is an identifying factor for you. And after that, if you look down at the bottom, you know that Hashem, you see this every single day, Pastor comes to tell you, you point Asher. He says, Rahalab al Komasa. Hashem is being that has Rahmanas, that has pity, that has compassion, every single one of his patients. And at the end of the Ramah book, before you look at this, Mr. Sharm says, Kholam the Rahi, the Rahman of love. Shadabar, the Kalas, the Rahman, the Rahman, the Rahman, the Rahman, the Rahman.
Who mission the Rahimo was set chesed and a real?
Tissue will fill with something that's wide. He says his mirror naturally moves to be compassionate beings. And the act of killing something with our own hands, so the mosquito was biting us, causes us not to have the response that we're naturally supposed to have, even on mosquitoes, even on a fly, even on a gnat. An amazing concept. It says always do it with a cup, with a shoe, with something else, because we should not want that mixed up of lacking our promise to penetrate in us. If he says that about a mosquito and a fly, what are our expectations of our roommate, of our neighbors, of our friends, of a fellowship? We have to be so careful with Rahmanas, of having compassion, feeling the pain of the of mosquito. How much more so do you have to feel the pain of another day? And like I said before, we're not even analyze the mitzvah of a jargon and speak about the mitzvah within us, we're going to another mitzvah next time. Because we basically spoke about two mitzvahs of a jargon, and we spoke about one of us. We spoke just now about the mitzvah of Rahmanas, being a compassionate person, being able to zone in and to feel the next person's pain. And the world is not just about me, but I'm able to zone into the next person's world and feel her pain and have compassion. So I'm going to say what I just told you more than anything like that, I'm going to say what we first started with. If emotions are real and not fake, if we are real people, they don't stay in the state of emotions. If the emotion is real and authentic and real, then it propels us to action. So if we really are Rahmanim, if we really are people of compassion and really the next person, then it doesn't just stay an emotion on a compassionate person, on a person who feels pain for the next person. It means I'm now inculcated the needs of a more stable Olam of a person. How many times have you say well to the room? You give parents that feel pain for the next person somehow? It's not that. That's our bodies. So what is it? Good. Literally, no say. What is no say? Carrying the old, the burden of chayyur the next person. Carrying a burden is an action. Rahmana says the mitzvah. So I think, could be wrong, but I think the most important part of chayyur is an action of the mitzvah of Rahmana. And it basically also indicates what the mitzvah is doing. Really feel compassion and pain for the next person. It's not just here, it's how I act. No sequel of Havero is an extension, it's a reflection of our promise that we have within us. You look at the Gemara Tainas. Next page, one more time. Very quickly, the Gemara Tainas, Zach Miral Hamada, says as follows. The beautiful Gemara, we're not going to do this here. The Gemara says as follows. Is man shat sibor shoroi tzar. When a sibor, when a community is going through a time of pain, when there are children in the sibor who can't sleep at night because they know that there is very strong possibility that they will have a site with 15 seconds to go to. When there are people in our community we know whose children have not walked straight from the path of Torah and Mitzvos. When there are people that we know who are suffering because they are sick, their beloved ones are sick. When there are people we know who can't go to sleep at night because their sons and their brothers are on the front lines, when that happens, this mancha sibur shari utzar, when we know that there's a community going through utzar, going through pain, and talk on the phone, and go on Facebook and Instagram, or whatever. I hear someone else's name, when I have more questions, I see you, so I'm really glad to see my voice is gone now. But, so we'll try. When I didn't know that someone else is in pain, when I know that someone else is suffering, so I'm not allowed to go on with my life in this world. You're not allowed to. I mean, there's a terrible lot of people bearing my back to see. So what happened when I was trying to do? If you look backwards on 1, 2, 3, 4, she said she She couldn't believe it. Like, she didn't know houses function like that. She said it was smelled, it was dirty, it was literally dysfunctional. She said she's never, ever set foot to anything like that. So they'll get there, and they're there, and it smells terrible, it stinks, and there's stuff literally everywhere, they can't sit anywhere, and there's 10 of them sitting there, 7 of them, with sitting in this girl's house. And the way that it works is every time you sit in someone else's house, I would say Baruch Hashem, the children are in different worlds. We went back to America just now, and so they probably was constantly on their phones. Actually, I think that's one of the summer as an emergency. Otherwise, I very much enjoy having a nice kosher phone, no texting, no internet access. If I need to go online, I'm online in the morning, once a day. I enjoy the kosher freedom. But I think actually, they don't have cell phones, they don't have this stuff, and when they want to do something, they should do stuff. So my son comes home at 4 o'clock every day, he plays basketball until 7. He comes and eats dinner. When there's not technology completely in someone's life, they're actually so what they do is they go big stuff, the people come to their house, they just go big stuff. And of course, the place leaks, they won't even sit there because it's horrible. You don't want to, especially if water is very deep, it's going in the food. But also in this setting, it's like it's normal. And she said, Mommy, I just started thinking like she must have felt so good and was eating cake. Being taken care of, etc. say we have to make the change in this teshuvah, and we have to bring new people and different people into Israel. So I think there are many ways obviously to think about it, and there are many ways that each and every one of us can internalize it and to take upon ourselves. Some thoughts that I have. Little children. Son, there was a minion, it's a half-hour away. You don't see the dog in the thing. even though we don't really get a chance to always go up there, because even one of them is happening. So every single chance we go, we have to have each way. So if you make that means those 9 men would have been. Or my last friends and said, I've never seen that for your son. That was a person who was just probably 2, 3 meters older, 22, 1 year older than most of you. And he went back and forth. It's not just about one, it's quite a lot of people leaving him again. It wasn't about something. It was the need of him going to do something. He walked behind my chair, it was just sad.
Responding to Yahad and say, Lady, it's my name is Arto. Harry, congrats.